In Afghanistan, it's being reported that the body of a slain Taliban leader has been turned over to his family in exchange for the release of Afghan hostages. Mullah Dadullah was infamous for his brutality, favoring beheadings and suicide attacks. He was killed last month in southern Afghanistan, which is a Taliban stronghold. Until last month, Dutch Major General Ton van Loon commanded NATO forces in the south. He believes the death of Mullah Dadullah dealt a real blow to the Taliban.
People like Dadullah, the hardline, the real extremist Taliban, have a big impact. And the fact that he's now no longer able to coerce young Afghan men to become members of the Taliban does make a big difference.
Right, but of course we hear in Iraq when say, Al-Qaeda and Mesopotamia leader is killed, there's one or two or three more behind him ready to take over. Is that the case in Afghanistan?
I think there are quite a lot of local Taliban leaders that are extremists in their views, that do not want to this government to succeed. But that said, people like Dadullah have a very big impact, also because of the way he was prepared to fight. The increase in violent attacks on the civilian population is clearly something that he was very much in favor of.
What about Helmand province, which is next door to Kandahar? That is a region that has been continually described as out of control, where Taliban have been attacking a dam. That is sort of the Taliban against reconstruction.
Yeah, I think the Taliban, particularly around the Kacheki Dam area, was trying to make absolutely sure that the government of Afghanistan wouldn't get any grip there. And that is clearly not the case. There are still Taliban in the area, but unlike months ago, where they controlled the entire area and they decided what happened, that no longer is the case. You mentioned the attack on the Kacheki Dam. The dam itself is a pretty solid structure. It's an earthen dam of gigantic proportions. Attacking that dam itself is not the big risk. Attacking the power system with it would cut power from Kandahar. I don't believe the Taliban is really into trying to do that. What they want to demonstrate to the people is that they could if they wanted to.
Can they?
I don't think so. More and more, the claims of the Taliban that they, this spring, would launch major offensives, that they would attack Kandahar, have proven to be completely not true.
So you're saying that the Taliban are prevented from, by NATO forces, holding territory?
They are. We have completely made sure that they can't anymore. The only thing they can do is small-scale attacks. And some of these attacks, suicide bombers, IEDs, of course, and sometimes lucky shots at helicopters or at vehicles, they have an enormous impact. But as a whole, the Taliban does not control anything anymore.
Now that the Taliban has moved to sort of smaller scale but quite vicious attacks, suicide bombings are way, way up. Does that not make them more difficult to combat, as we see in Iraq?
I think in a sense it's very hard to fight suicide bombers, but particularly in Afghanistan, and that's what we need to look at here, the people really don't like the Taliban doing that. You even see within the Taliban leadership big discussions between can you do suicide attacks. The Taliban resorting to suicide attacks will alienate itself from the population, and ultimately that will be their destruction.
Major General Ton van Loon stepped down last month as NATO commander in southern Afghanistan.